Hey everyone, welcome to How to Write the Future podcast, or welcome back. My name is Beth Barani. I am your host, science fiction and fantasy writer, and creativity coach, writing teacher, and filmmaker. Woohoo! Welcome. If you are a returning listener or watcher, welcome back. I have some exciting news to share with you today. Yes. So, two big pieces of news. Today marks our special 88th episode, and the news is we are now going to twice weekly. Yes, twice weekly. So you can hear us on Mondays and Thursdays. Both days, I drop these episodes at 12 a.m. Pacific, so Mondays and Thursdays. And the way I'm going to divide it up is Mondays will be a solo episode where I'm teaching something, sharing something about the topic of how to write the future. And of course, this is a very broad topic. And then the reason I went to two episodes a week is I have so many fabulous, fabulous interviews for you, and I wanted to be sharing them more frequently. So I had this huge backlog of interviews, and I will be dropping those interviews on Thursdays. So interviews like coming up pretty soon, talking to Adam Fleming, who writes science fiction, a really fun, humorous blend of science fiction and fantasy. I will be talking to James Gary for a story success clinic. So those also will show up in our Thursday slots, where we talk about all manner of world development and creating story worlds. I'll be talking to writing teacher Jennifer Hilt on science fiction and fantasy tropes. Really, really fun. Also talking to Leon Conrad, Simple and Powerful Storytelling Structure Tools. He's a fabulous writing teacher. I also have an interview coming up with Damon Courtney, who runs Book Funnel, which is a fabulous forward-thinking tool to help authors with their book promotion. I have an episode coming up with Maggie Ostara, who I know through the Thrutopia community and is doing some incredible work with empowerment and helping us vision new futures. So that's just a little sneak peek of some of the episodes I have coming in the next month or so. So stay tuned for Monday and Thursday episodes. I'm so excited to bring them to you. And as I wrap up this very short episode, I want to encourage you to please, if you haven't already, like this episode, subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And I'm also on YouTube. So yes, you can follow me there, like the podcast episode, but you can also subscribe to my channel and get every single episode there. Also, I just want to remind everybody, if you're new to my channel, you may not know that I give away a world building workbook for fiction writers. Just follow the link in the show notes in the show description, and you can get your very own workbook to help you think through all the details of world building for your story. And then last but not least, since this particular episode is airing at the beginning of March 2024, if you're listening to it on the day it releases or on the week it releases or in March of 2024, I just want to let you know I'm doing a very exciting project. I'm putting together a movie, yes, a short film based on my heroine, Henrietta the Dragon Slayer, and her friends. So check that out if you're interested in supporting us or spreading the word. We are crowdfunding our short film that we'll be filming in July, the beginning of July 2024. I'm very excited to share this film with everybody. So that's it for this very special and short episode today. Check out all the goodies for this podcast at howtowritethefuture.com, and welcome. Welcome to our world. And storytellers, I believe in you. I didn't say at the top of this episode that my mission for this podcast is to really empower you with tools and resources so that you can sit down and write your story, because I believe that our stories really do shape the world. They shape our readers and they influence our readers. One of the people I interviewed recently talked about how we're in the business of creating experiences. We can do that all kinds of ways, right? We can throw a party. That's a kind of experience. We can put on a play. We can make a movie. We can write novels. Novels are a form of experience. That's what we're doing. We're shaping the experience, not just while our reader is reading, but afterwards. We are experience creators, and I'm all about that. And I'm all about sharing tips and tools to help you and empower you to do that. So please write your stories. Your stories are important. That's all for this week. Write long and prosper.